Ja, ja. Bra, bra, bra. What's up, guys, and welcome to our podcast created to discuss questionable social media topics. I'm Paige.
And I'm McKenna, and that's right, today we are talking about a very interesting topic. Paige, do you follow the account on Instagram called Worldstar?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Their posts are our debatable topic today. Specifically, they're quite graphic posts. If you don't follow them, Worldstar is an account on Instagram that posts a wide range of posts, including fights and sexual content.
Yeah, it is an account made for older teenagers with relatable content to make them laugh. What's so bad about it?
People who don't want to be exposed to this may see their content. I don't think Instagram should be allowing accounts to be posting stuff like this.
Why? They're promoting to their own demographic, which is much older people who actually want to see this stuff.
Yes, but their content can show up on Explorer pages, can be promoted to people who don't want to see it, and people can tag others to see WorldStar posts, even if they don't want to see it.
Yeah, except for, have you ever seen WorldStar being promoted on your page? Instagram has developed algorithms that only promote content to people who actually want to see it, and I've never had someone tag me in something that I don't like, and usually my own friends only tag me in things.
Okay, well, you wouldn't want to risk seeing content that may be disturbing to you now, would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't, but Instagram doesn't promote content to you that you haven't already shown some sort of interest in. If you don't believe me, then let's listen to Ms. Anna Busalaki and see what she thinks.
I think WorldStar is a good account because they have a really large follower count, so obviously people like actually like their content that they're posting, and it clearly appeals to the teenage crowd that they're looking for. Also, it's a freedom of speech in America, so the people can, you know, say what they want and people can post what they want because that's just the day and age that we're in. It also, like, brings awareness to, like, real-life situations that we have today. Like, I mean, in real life, there just is fights and there just is, you know, sexually graphic things that are going on, and we need to be aware of those things. And also, like, it's real. Like, these things aren't being made up. So it's good to actually, like, notice that instead of trying to pretend that these things aren't real. And it's posted to people who just want to see it, you know? Like, the Instagram algorithms, those things, they come in and you can just see what you want and you don't have to see anything you don't.
So I get that it's real, but do you think that kids on Instagram should be allowed to be seeing this?
I definitely think it depends on your age. So, yeah, I would agree.
All right, well, I do think you brought up some good points, but I still think Instagram should be sensitizing aggressive and sexual content.
Well, they do, actually. They put black screens over sensitive posts, allowing you to decide if you want to see the post or not, so it's the people's choice and not WorldStar's. Like, they put those eyes over them, and you can tap the post and control if you want to see it or not based on the caption and who it's posted by, so you really get a feel for if you actually want to see it or not.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from on that, but I hope that in the future Instagram will maybe do something to monetize posts more and maybe, like, look at the age that an account has, and if you're not old enough, then maybe not let them see that.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that just how on, like, YouTube it actually demonetizes things unless you're signed up as older than 18 on your account, and so I was thinking maybe they could do that on Instagram, so then only the college and older people that actually want to see these posts are seeing them because that's their main demographic, and then that would make only older people see them and not cause people to worry about younger people seeing them.
Yeah, that's true, but also if you would have that enacted, some accounts would be hurting because a large part of their demographic would not be allowed to see their posts anymore, so that would be a big aspect of this too.
I agree, but WorldStar and other Instagrams like Total Frat Move that are just like WorldStar have mainly a college following from people that are attending college or older than that, and I think some of their following could be younger people, but I only think it's younger by like 2 or 3 years, causing most of their demographic to actually be older. So yeah, maybe they would be losing a demographic, but if it's for people to be saved from seeing this stuff, and if people won't be worrying about it, then I think it's definitely worth it to do.
Yeah, that's a good point, because then it would weed out the demographic that really shouldn't be looking at these posts.
Well, there you have it. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.
See you guys.